Madam Chairman, and friends. In the course of the last few weeks, we've been very much concerned with gods and goddesses, particularly with the goddesses. 3 weeks ago, we saw, in the course of our study of the Sutra of Golden Light, we saw the four great kings come forward. That is to say, the four great kings who are protectors of the four quarters of the world, the four quarters of the universe. And we saw them, or rather we heard them, promise to protect the Sutra of Golden Light. And the week before last, there came forward the great goddess Saraswati, and she too promised to protect the sutra, or rather she promised to protect the monk who is the preacher of the sutra. And last week another goddess came forward. Last week it was Dridha, the earth goddess, and you may remember that she came forward out of turn, that is to say, out of the order of her appearance in the sutra itself. And she too promised to protect the monk who is the preacher of the sutra. Now this week, the third and last goddess comes forward. And as we'll be seeing, she makes the same promise as the others, the same promise as the two previous goddesses. And the goddess who comes forward this week is the great goddess Shri. What these three goddesses in general represent, and what their coming forward and promising to protect the sutra represents, should by this time be clear, and I'm therefore not going to repeat any of the previous explanations. By this time, perhaps, the gods and the goddesses are beginning to speak for themselves, or rather, perhaps we are beginning to understand, even to fathom, their language. Now, last week, I observed that all three goddesses promised to protect the monk who is the preacher of the sutra. But I also observed that nothing whatever was said about this monk himself, at least not in the three chapters devoted to the goddesses. The monk remained, you may remember, a quite anonymous figure. It was rather as though he was simply the hook on which the goddesses hung their promises, hung their vows. Last week, therefore, I not only spoke about Dridha, the earth goddess, but I also had something to say about the monk who is the preacher of the sutra. We found, you may remember, that there was a description of the monk who is the preacher of the sutra, or rather of a monk who is the preacher of the sutra, in another chapter of the Sutra of Golden Light, in chapter 13, the chapter on Susambhava. And you may recollect that this monk was called Ratnochaya. And he expounds in that chapter the Sutra of Golden Light to King Susambhava. And King Susambhava is greatly impressed by the exposition. And he offers to the order of the Buddha of those days, he offers the four continents filled with jewels. And the Buddha, that is to say our Buddha, Shakyamuni, explains that he himself was Susambhava in a previous existence, a previous life, and that Buddha Akshobhya was the monk Ratnochaya. Now, last week, we tried to understand, we also tried to understand why the monk in particular should be the preacher of the sutra. And this led us to inquire what a monk was. And we saw that the monk is not one simply formally ordained as such. Monk really means one who is totally committed to the spiritual life, not committed to it for his own sake only, even, but for the sake of all living beings. The monk, therefore, is one who is free from all worldly ties and worldly responsibilities. The monk has no wife, no family. The monk does not engage in any wage-earning work. The monk is one who has set out on the noble quest, the Arya Paryasana. He's one who has made the transition from the conditioned to the unconditioned, or at least who is very much in process of making it, of making that transition. The monk again is one whose natural energies have submitted to the golden light, whose natural energies are completely at the service of the golden light. Therefore, in the sutra, Dridha, the earth goddess, places her head against the soles of his feet. The monk is one who has identified himself with the golden light, who is, as it were, one with the golden light, at least to some extent, and it is he, therefore, in particular, who is the preacher of the Sutra of Golden Light, the medium for the transmission of the golden light. We also saw, you may remember, again, that the monk leads what some of the old Christian writers call an angelic life, leads, in fact, what is the best and happiest of all lives.